Bernie Sanders hopes to take the day in Saturday's Nevada caucuses. And the other Democratic hopefuls vying to face U.S. President Donald Trump in November's presidential elections compete to stay close. We're now 1 week from the South Carolina primary and 10 days from Super Tuesday, when 14 U.S. states will vote. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden told the Associated Press he's hopeful about Saturday in Nevada.
I think we'll do well. I think now what well is depends on, you know, how thoroughly the process works. But I think caucuses are somewhat confusing, even in the outcomes.
The White House is reshaping the leadership of the United States intelligence community, pushing the country's acting number two official out just days after firing his boss. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has announced the departure of its second-in-command, Andrew Hallman, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community. His departure follows that of former Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire. He was let go by U.S. President Donald Trump after one of his aides briefed lawmakers about alleged Russian attempts to meddle in the upcoming election. Meantime, Rice University political science professor Rick Stoll says it's no surprise that President Trump pushes back on discussion of Russia aiding his campaigns.
Any president would be, I think, sensitive to the idea that the only reason he's in that office is because some foreign country made it happen. Now, would every president go to the extent that President Trump has gone? Probably not. But every president would be very sensitive on this issue.
This is VOA News. Former South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar has been sworn in as first vice president